Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. You're back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So boys will be boys. And I was a troublemaker, so I think girls will be girls. I liked what the boys did. I liked messing around in the girls' bathroom. Told you guys, you know, we would take the toilet paper, we would wad it up, get it wet, and then we would throw it up. And I was in Maricopa County. And those teachers, man, they were bad. They would spank you. They'd come into the bathroom and one fell. And I was there and the teacher had blocked me from the door so I couldn't run. So, you know, I got in trouble, and then my mom got called, and you know. So, bathrooms are notorious for where we like to get into trouble, because usually there's not a teacher in there, and there's great acoustics, so the giggles sound louder, and you have a lot of fun. And so, when I was growing up, there were tampon dispensers in the bathroom, but there were never any tampons and never any pads. They were always empty. And I asked why, you know, and I remember somebody goes, put a dime in there, see what comes out. And, I mean, finding a dime, that was money. That was, like, real money. I'm like, all right, I put a dime in there. Nothing came out. There was no tampons, no pads in there. Why not? Well, because they were stolen. So, recently, there has been laws, I believe, getting passed in New Jersey and Oregon. And Oregon is called the Menstrual Dignity Act to have tampon and maxi pad dispensers in girls', boys' bathroom and gender-neutral bathrooms. Now, trust me, you know, having, you know, gone through periods, it is nice to be able to access sanitary napkins. But if I ever ran out, I'd head to the nurse. Or I would go to the faculty bathroom. The faculty, oh my gosh, the women's room, they had a basket. It always smelled nice. They had hairspray. Oh my gosh, I loved it because I'd run out of Aquanet. So I could do my hairspray. So the faculty women's bathroom, it was like royalty. And there'd be a little basket of pads and tampons, or you'd go to the school nurse. But my bathroom was the last place to have it because they were all stolen. So we spoke about this a couple days ago or yesterday, and we had talked about, you know, I'm not sure what the dispenser would look like. Is the dispenser going to be anti-theft? So one of the taxpayers that's in one of these districts that is going to be paying for bathroom for tampons in all bathrooms sent a picture of the dispenser, and because of COVID, it's non-touch, so you just wave. You wave your hand, and a pad comes out. Or you wave your hand, and a tampon comes out. Now, for any of you who have ever been 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, even as a grown-up, if you could wave and get something to come out, it's cool. And so my concern, I think a lot of taxpayers' concerns are, just like my listener, is what's to stop the kids, especially the boys in the bathroom, from waving, getting the pads, and then just using them all up, such that I think within a week, maybe less, the average child is going to be like, look, there's not going to be sanitary products in the bathroom. They're all going to be gone. I don't think the schools are going to be able to replenish them fast enough. So I looked it up to see if anybody has complained of theft, and because we really haven't had a lot of tampon dispensers in males' bathrooms, because if the girls steal it, you know there's going to be issues with boys. So there's an article in the Huntley Voice, and they said that there have already been incidents of vandalism pertaining to the dispensers, ranging from students damaging, sorry, that's not funny, students sticking the products to the ceiling. Not funny. Not funny. So you walk in and there's maxi pads on the ceiling. How they got them to go up on the ceiling, I don't know. Because like me and the toilet paper, you have to wet the toilet paper as a kid and throw it up there. But apparently these kids are able to either stand on each other's shoulders and get the maxi pad to stick onto the ceiling. There have been vandalism of the dispensers, and they say that these incidents will most likely be on the rise, with reports of them happening on the first day of their release. And you know, even the principals, that they've been leading this change to have, you know, these in there, and they're expecting it. But taxpayers are wondering, is that the best use of money? At some point, you know, is it that the schools don't necessarily care? They just have to check the box and say, look, guys, we have the tampons in all the bathrooms. So for anybody who's cis trans, they have access. Is it just that they could check the box, say, yeah, we got the dispensers there? But in terms of the practicality, it doesn't help a child to think that there's not going to be active sanitary napkins or tampons there. So they're going to be going through school just like I did, going either I better pack it with me, or I need to get to a nurse and fast. So, I really see a trend right now where everybody is trying to be progressive, and I get that. And I understand that, you know, somebody in a girl's bathroom or boy's bathroom might have a, you know, accident, and these things are, that's what they're for. But no tampon dispenser in a child's bathroom that I remember has ever been full or adequately working. And so you're going to be spending all this taxpaying dollars so you have the appearance of, look at how inclusive we are, and the kids are going to be, after 24 hours, going, okay, it's already out of use. And then are you really going to be spending taxpayer money every day reloading it in all the bathrooms, in all the schools? How financially, realistic is that? And as much as I want people to have access to free sanitary products, that money might be better spent on making sure these kids eat, you know, on making sure these kids have pencils and paper and stuff to learn from. I don't know. I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Told you guys I got a big whooping when I was little because my grandfather was in the hospital, and I think St. Joseph's or something like that. He was always in the hospital. He was sick, and I got bored sitting there when my mom would visit him. So there was this troublemaker in the waiting room, and she told me, let's go to the bathroom, and, you know, and we stuffed toilets and made them overflow. You know, and I consider myself a good kid and a straight-A student. So if I liked mayhem in the bathrooms, you know everybody does. 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm a-walkin' in the rain.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the crisis of the day, and there's crises every day, but this one is growing, is our baby formula crisis. And we have been kind of scratching our heads as to what's been going on. Because originally there were supply chain issues, and then there was a recall due to Coronabacter and Salmonella, possible contamination at a Sturgis plant, an Abbott Sturgis plant. Then the Abbott plant was shuttered. Abbott has said they've already cleared that it wasn't there, that they didn't have contamination, yet the plant is still closed. And then, on top of that, we get news yesterday that some border agents had sent pictures to a GOP congresswoman showing that there's tons of baby formula at the border and more shipments on the way. So with all of this combined, this has now led to Congress wanting answers and demanding answers. So the House Oversight Committee is now launching an investigation into the baby formula shortage. They demand records and information from four of the largest manufacturers. According to ABC News, the Democratic Chairwoman Carolyn Maloney of New York wrote in letters to Abbott Nutrition, Mead Johnson Nutrition, Nestle USA, and Perrigo. The national formula shortage poses a threat to the health and economic security of infants and families and communities across the country, particularly those with less income who have historically experienced health inequities, including food insecurity. But there's also going to be answers needed to as to where is the formula going. The Oversight Committee is the investigative arm of the Congress and broad authority to probe a variety of issues. They say the panel is looking into the price gouging around infant formula, the steps the companies are taking to address the shortages, and Maloney specifically asked Chris Calamari, chairman of Abbott Nutrition, for information about the recall of its formula after several babies were hospitalized and two died from a rare bacterial infection. That was the coronabacter and the salmonella. According to Daily Mail, Maloney wants answers to her questions along with a briefing from the companies by May 26. Now, on top of that, we have GOP Representative Kat Kmeck, who had tweeted Thursday a couple images showing full shelves of baby formula and food at the Ursula Processing Center in McAllen, Texas, at the border. Then she put it in contrast with empty shelves in Florida with baby formula. She said the first photo is from this morning at the Ursula Processing Center at the U.S. border, shelves and pallets packed with baby formula. The second is from a shelf right here at home. Formula is scarce. She says, this is what America Last looks like. And so parents are concerned because we are obviously, you know, you can't make formula. We spoke about, I mean, there's some recipe that is circulating from the 1960s where you add orange juice. We don't give kids juice till after they're 6 months old, and still we prefer they get formula first. You know, so I, you know, there's a lot of different recipes, castor oil, all sorts of stuff. You cannot, from what I understand, replicate all the regulations in this formula. I wish there was. Trust me, I wish there was. And sadly, I know what people are going to do, because people did this when, you know, they were short on money, is they are going to make it stretch. They are going to use less powder. They're going to dilute the formula. So the kids get at least some nutrients, but with that, then the kids aren't going to get enough calories. And without formula, parents might just go to milk. And if you go to whole milk, that doesn't have enough nutrients. You know, in the olden days, ancient days, centuries, they tried, if a mom couldn't breastfeed, they tried to give babies goat milk or cow milk. And they learned early on that these babies didn't thrive. They couldn't, right, be sustained on those milks. You know, that's why, you know, most academies suggest 2 years of breastfeeding. Because, you know, you might get the vitamin D, you might get the fluid, you might get some milk protein and some calcium, but milk does not give the nutrients. Now, the reason why many of us, you know, might stop breastfeeding after a year is because we hope our children are starting to take in a whole variety of nutrients with table foods. But, you know, if you have a picky eater and you still want to breastfeed, I'll support it, because most of the nutrients are in breast milk. It's amazing what breast milk can be. So if you can't breastfeed anymore and you have a child that's still under a year old, you know, you have to use formula. And so there's been online people's offering, and bless their hearts for doing it, but sadly you can't use it. People are online going, look, I got extra breast milk. I will pump, take it for free, feed your baby. And, I mean, bless them for doing that. The problem is you have to be very careful taking another woman's breast milk, because there could be infectious disease. There could be medications in there. It might not be sterile or clean or pasteurized. So these milk banks go through a rigorous process of hand washing, gloves. I mean, think about it. You know, when somebody nurses, when was the last time they showered? And then that gets into the milk. They might have yeast, you know, on the nipple. And you know, so I understand you want to feed the baby. You're going to be desperate. And people have used wet nurses for centuries. But we do not, as doctors, recommend taking a random woman's breast milk. You don't know if there's heroin. You don't know what could be in it. And so I trust Milk Bank milk because if they follow all the guidelines of states, municipalities, government regulation, it goes through the scrubbing procedure. It goes through, you know, sterile containers. It goes through pasteurization of the milk. So it's pasteurized so you don't get, pathogens. And then the containers are kept cold. And so, I mean, the processing, you know, follows, you know, guidelines. But the big question of the day is the remaining baby formula that is supposed to be shipped to shelves being shipped to the border? CMAC, from what we understand, Representative CMAC is asking for an inquiry on where is the formula going. Now, I can't tell you if the amount of formula at the border, I mean, no doubt there's formula at the border because there's migrants and babies and we are having thousands a day come to the border. And until somebody kind of suggest, look, guys, you know, we just don't have enough baby food. They're going to keep coming, obviously. And there's a variety of reasons why people are coming. And so, you know, the law of state, you got to feed the babies that are there. You can't have them detained and not feed them. So here we are. If we do have multiple babies or toddlers, you see pallets of food. I'm not surprised by those pictures. But everybody wants to know, and I've been asked, how much formula is down there. So if we have at least 33,000 as of May undocumented children that are detained right now, I mean, I can't confirm that, but that was from BBC News, and we have, I don't know if they're actively detained or if they were detained at some point and then released or found homes. My guess is unaccompanied. You're not going to have an infant so much unaccompanied, but we have seen toddlers thrown over the wall. So or the border. So you do wonder how young these kids could be. But there are a lot of moms bringing their infants. And I get why people want to come to America. I get it. But unless somebody says, look, you know, we're short on food, they're you know, they may keep coming. And you have moms in America that are like, why can't I feed my baby? So as I said, you know, these are this just came out in the last 24 hours. We don't know if it's just a few pallets and if it being shipped back to stores would make a difference, because, I mean, we're really looking at a nationwide shortage. But if you do look at all the detention centers and all the facilities, and you're looking at all the charities that are there trying to feed families and kids, you know, it if we get any lower, you know, there might be calls to get that stuff back. And it's hard. As a doctor, as a parent, I don't want to say one child gets fed and another child doesn't. You know, I don't want to say that. I want every child who needs food to get fed. But the problem we have is, you know, as we knew this was coming, we're going to run out of something. We're going to run out of money. We're going to run out of, you know, places for them to stay. We're going to run out of health care. We're going to run out of hospital beds. We're going to run out of COVID vaccines or whatever. You know, when we have plenty, it's great. But when we don't, and this is one symptom of it, we don't have enough baby formula, then people are going to ask, what's going on at the border? 1-877-DOCTOR.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen. kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a plot twist on Elon Musk's bid to buy Twitter. The world's richest man tweeting this morning his highly publicized plan to purchase Twitter was temporarily on hold over a report of fake accounts on the social media platform. Same story, different day as gas prices continue to rise.
AAA reports the national average price for regular jumped 2 cents from Thursday to $4.43 a gallon. That's the highest price ever for the fourth day in a row. At $3.95 a gallon, Georgia has the lowest statewide average and is only one of three states below $4 per gallon. At the high end, California is now up to $5.87 a gallon, the most expensive in America.
Katie Lewis reporting from the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, USA Radio News. Folks in Minnesota are cleaning up after a storm brought dangerously strong winds to the Midwest and inflicted heavy damage in the state. Stevens County, Minnesota Sheriff Jason Dingham describes what he saw to Fox TV affiliate KMSP in Minneapolis.
I drove right into the middle of it, and it was hurricane force winds. It seemed to be straight line winds. I watched metal sheds being blown through fields. It was crazy.
Earlier this week, a storm-chasing meteorologist died in a crash that authorities say was caused by downed power lines on Interstate 90 in southwest Minnesota. California regulators are rejecting a billion-dollar plant that would turn ocean water to drinking water. Governor Gavin Newsom threw his support behind the $1.4 billion plant in Huntington Beach. It would have created drinking water for an estimated 400,000 people. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dolly 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Curtis calling from Canada. Hi, Curtis. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks for waiting on the line. What's going on?
So just on the topic of baby formula in general, it's kind of a little off topic, but similar vein. Have you heard of a phenomenon of women vaccinated with the COVID vaccine, their breast milk causing adverse reactions to the babies? I've heard about rashes, allergic reactions that are dangerous and whatnot.
So I've definitely been following the discoloration of the breast milk, and I know researchers are studying that. Sadly, I don't have, and I know it's been a very controversial topic of what breast milk does in terms of concentrating the components of the vaccine. So I don't have anything definitive to share with you on that, but I know that breast milk does change with the COVID vaccine, even in color.
So, any idea why that might be? I mean, in my opinion, I'm very against it, just based on young, healthy people that I've known that exercise regularly, being able not to work out for weeks at a time and having continuous health issues and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, to me, if it causes a discoloration, what do you think is causing that? Because, I mean, it is hard to get the info, especially through the mainstream news. They won't touch it, right?
Right, exactly. And so we think maybe it's because, I mean, what we were told is, well, it's the antibodies. When you have antibodies, it starts to alter the color, the immune response. We don't think it's bacteria. I mean, you know, we don't think it's pathogen. They also think that maybe it could be the stress. You know, your body's going through stress, and so it can alter some of the components, which can alter the color. It could also be maybe, you know, hydration, but it's hard to tell because it's not necessarily, but here's the other thing, too. We also are seeing the breast milk color change with COVID. So every time I see that a vaccine might induce something, we see more data that, yeah, COVID's changing the breast milk color, too. So that's the problem. The problem is it's very hard to find something isolated. And this has been very frustrating about trying to narrow down the risks of the vaccines, because we had a young teenager who got a blood clot from the vaccine. And as, you know, she was in Loma Linda trying to get care, and I don't even know if she's able to walk again, a lot of studies came out saying, well, COVID causes blood clots. And it does. So, you know, so then it complicates it because, you know, scientists are saying, well, what if, yes, she got the vaccine, but it was actually COVID that she was exposed to that caused the blood clot. So it's been frustrating.
Well, I just want to say that I've studied instances of, and I know a woman, a girl who's maybe 22 years old, who got a vaccine because she was pressured into it. And then she got her blood looked at, and there are, like, weird metallic-shaped things in her blood now, and the person there said, okay, this only happens from a foreign object being injected into your blood. So to me, when they say, oh, well, COVID causes blood clots too, how? Because, I mean, there's evidence to suggest why the vaccine would, because it's being injected into your blood, so instantly it could contaminate or disrupt your blood flow. But how does a respiratory virus cause blood clots? I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to cover their tracks on that, you know, because the pharma companies, they don't, you know, well, first of all, they can't even get sued. So, I mean, they don't really have to worry about too much. But if people really knew what was going on with that vaccine, I think, you know, there would be a lot of unrest. And yeah.
So, Curtis, I love the fact that you're on, because tell us what's been going on with Canada. You know, we saw what happened with the trucker convoy. Where are they with vaccines and mandates? Well, first of all, where are you from in Canada?
I'm originally from New Brunswick, Canada, but I'm in British Columbia, so on the other end of the country.
Okay. So what's been happening with the vaccines now, and all that?
Mm-hmm. As it stands now, it's one of the most ridiculous situations worldwide, because we can now go to sporting events. We can now go inside without mask, without vaccine passport, but we're still not able to fly. We can't fly. Even within our country, and I think we're the only country in the world still doing this. So naturally, you can tell that people are very unhappy with. I've never seen this kind of frustration and anger in a country that, especially people know Canada is very polite and passive people. But the politicians that are gaslighting us and you know, supporting this, they can't walk alone. If they do walk alone without security detail, like they're gonna, something bad's gonna happen. Which, I mean, you get what you deserve, man, because, yeah, basically we cannot, if we want to get out of Canada, we cannot get out without a vaccination.
So, Curtis, how is this going to work? I'm not sure when your next election is. So, you know, I mean, down here, it's expected there's going to be a huge red wave. You know, is Canada still pretty predominantly, you know, liberal politically, or will there be an election soon that could change that?
Well, I would say, yeah, it is predominantly liberal. However, I mean, if you go by total numbers, like the way it's kind of hard to explain the way that our electoral process works. It's different than America. We don't have electoral college or whatever, which I think is a better representation. But no, we have, for instance, Alberta. Alberta is a very conservative province.
Mm-hmm.
Quebec tends to vote liberal. So, I mean, I think there's some shady business going on with that. Justin Trudeau he works for people that have a vested interest in Canada, because Canada has always been a fucking pretty, sorry about
no,
that.
No.
Like,
oh, no. Yeah. Don't pass. Yeah.
But, very easy to take over if you think about it. We don't have a strong military. People are passive here, and we have a lot of natural resources. We have the third most fresh water in the world. So it was only a matter of time before globalist influence was going to be like, okay, we need to put our teeth in this. And sadly, you're going to see a Canada that is people aren't going to recognize what Canada used to be.
Well, one thing I do want to say before I let you go is one thing is Canada was on top of the Moderna. It sounded like they were. They were one of the first to say, look, guys, maybe the men shouldn't get the Moderna vaccine because of the myocarditis. And it took Canada kind of coming forward and saying, look, we're seeing this in a very high rate, even in the Pfizer, but more so the Moderna. And it did take this Canadian study, and I had reported on it, and then I think America, you know, slowly started to adopt more of, okay, you know, we need to, you know, update guidance on this. So, you know, it looks like that Canada is, you know, publishing some things. I mean, there is some word getting out that, look, you know, because you do need both sides of everything.
Just to add on that, one more thing is that's true. That is true. There are a lot of great doctors who are, you know, doing the proper studies and getting all the information out there. But the Trudeau government signed a deal with Moderna to create 100 million vaccines a year for 5 years. And Canada has a population of 35 million. So they're making that many vaccines for what reason? I don't know. And there's going to be an internet censorship bill passed. I know that could easily happen in the United States as well, the way things are going.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be working to silence these medical professionals. And so many of these medical professionals, they've already lost their jobs. And it's an uphill battle, but I mean, hopefully freedom prevails. Be happy you're in America, because America truly is the beacon of freedom in the world. I used to never really know or believe that, but it's absolutely true. You can go to Florida and you can live in a free state. In Canada, we don't really have that option at the moment.
Well, Curtis, you hang in there. We appreciate you calling in. You know, good luck. Hope you're able to fly again soon. That's got to be frustrating, and Godspeed, okay?
Okay.
Take care, Curtis. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hear people in America all the time. They're like, you know, if America gets to the point where we don't have our liberties, we're going to go to Canada. And I think, you know, one thing the trucker convoy did and you know, people like Curtis have kind of aired is, you know, we still have more freedoms here in America than many other countries have. But 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, you know, inflation has been driving minimum wage to go up. And they are saying that California's minimum wage is going to increase again in January, rising to $15.50 an hour for all workers. Now, one of you had written a couple days ago saying if inflation is causing wages to rise, wages rising is then going to cause more inflation. Well, you know, I see it too. I have asked many business owners, you know, what is happening in terms of their prices going up, and they go, minimum wage is going up. So if we have to pay our workers more, the prices go up. There's a direct link. And so we start to worry that the $7.25 an hour minimum, I think, is that still $7.25 minimum? Federal, the minimum wage has been changing so much, is obviously grossly inadequate. But now with the way prices have gone, $15 an hour, $15.50 may be inadequate. And there's a lot of states where that's not where they're at. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced the increase in a statement Thursday, saying that the projected increase comes about as a result of inflation exceeding 7%. Newsom's office pointed to the COVID-19 pandemic resulting in supply chain issues and labor market frictions. Now, former Governor Jerry Brown, back in 2016, signed a law that set in motion a series of minimum wage increases peaking at $15 an hour this year. The hike Newsom announced is the first increase triggered by inflation. He said the wage increase will benefit millions of California households that are struggling to keep pace with the highest rate of inflation in decades. For years, the state minimum wage has increased steadily while inflation numbers remain modest. Currently, California has two minimum wages, $15 an hour for employers with 26 or more employees, $14 an hour for employers with 25 or fewer. The minimum wage was set to increase to $15 an hour for all employers by January 2023, but now it's just going to increase to $15.50 for all employers. So the federal minimum wage is still $7.25 an hour since 2009. They believe that the Golden State's minimum wage, according to Sacramento Bee, is going to continue, as there is a campaign to raise it to $18 an hour. If approved by voters, California will continue increasing the minimum wage every year until it's reached to $18 an hour for all employees by 2026. All labor groups hail that move. So fast food workers will be then, you know, hopefully able, for them, hopefully be able to make $18 an hour. Will fast food be fast food? I mean, I went to fast food, I got $4 an hour. Minimum wage was about $4 an hour at the time. And it was, I tried to support myself on it, was miserable. You know, but that's why the place could sell 50-cent burgers. All right? When you go to fast food, I don't know about you guys, but I tried to pick up burgers for the family. I didn't get out of there with close to $30. $30 for a fast food place. Oh, hell no. I'm not spending that money on fast food. So if a fast food joint is going to charge $18 an hour, how are they going to do their 99-cent menu? You know, it's obviously going to trigger higher prices. So, you know, I'm for people being able to eat and people being able to live, people being able to support themselves. But we are going to be facing one hell of a recession. The higher and the faster inflation goes, the... You know, the consumer enthusiasm to spend is going to be less. Top Gun is going to be coming out. My whole family wants to go see the Top Gun remake. I'm excited about Top Gun. I'm not excited about what we're going to spend. I'm already spending all this money on Netflix and all that. I'm perfectly fine watching the movie at home. So if I'm not going to go out, then I'm not going to spend money on gas. I'm not going to spend money on let's grab a bite to eat. Let's grab some popcorn. Let's grab some drinks. If it's cheaper for me to stay home, I'm going to stay home. And I think that's what a lot of us are seeing. You know, my son is graduating, so we're going to do a little graduation dinner tonight. You know, and then tomorrow I have a little party. But, I mean, what it's costing us, a few years ago, you would have thought we were going to have a party for 1,000 people. I mean, or 100 people, I should say. It just everything is so much more expensive. I told my husband to buy some sodas for the party. Each 2-liter bottle was $2. $2 for a 2-liter bottle. Remember, it was 49 cents just a few years ago. Then it went to about 99 cents, and we were like, ooh, 99 cents? Now, I mean, what percentage is that? That's huge. And I know we shouldn't be drinking soda, and that's good because our family's drinking less soda, you know, but at the party you have to have soda. So, you know, we'll see where this goes, but I was at a restaurant with one of my former students, and you only saw maybe two waitresses, two food services of the whole entire restaurant. And there was Rita the robot, and here was Rita driving the food up. So automation is going to be the wave of the future. So for any of you looking for jobs and looking for an industry to go into, it's going to be that. And also it helps solve the problem not only of, paying more, for people, but also people not wanting to go back to work. You guys heard about this top Apple executive. He quit, a top Apple executive, because he doesn't want to go back to work in the workplace. He quits over the return to office policy. Apple has ordered all corporate employees to return to the office for 3 days a week. This is a little stricter than Meta, Google, and Amazon, which are allowing at least some employees to work remotely forever. But Director of Machine Learning, Ian Goodfellow, announced his resignation, telling colleagues that CEO Tim Cook's push to get employees back to the office had driven him out. He said, I believe strongly that more flexibility would have been the best policy for my team. Once you do a split-second decision of, all right, everybody, go home, it is going to take years to get people used to going back to work. I mean, you are an executive of Apple. You have a killer job. And you want to know what part of it is? Is people have friends who get to stay home and work. I mean, when I'm home seeing patients, yeah, I'm seeing patients. I'm not laying out at the pool. But I have friends, when they get to work from home and they are laying outside in the sun, or they're walking the dog, or they're going shopping, or they're taking a nap. If you have to go back to the office, you feel like you have a crappier job. And so now we have all this jealousy and competition, and people don't want to come back to the office. Well, if an employer is not finding productivity, they're going to be like, to heck with this. So, it's, I don't know what, I'm an employer. We have a couple hair salons, so those are very service oriented. And since our staff make very good money in addition to tips, we don't really have a problem with people wanting to come back to work. That luckily was not a problem because, man, the tips are good. People need haircuts and we treat them good. But, for restaurants and, there's only so much you could take. And I get nervous because for those of you that think you have a job now, your employer, my guess is every single minute of the day, is thinking about ways to have less staff and increase productivity. And the more humans look like they're not being productive, and like I said, not working that well from home, to me, my productivity at home is pretty damn good because I also work at night, I work on the weekends, so, my employer gets a lot out of me for that. But, for other people going, oh, it's 5 o'clock, and you're like, well, what did you do? Were you really at your desk all day? Employers are going to eventually go, look, I would rather have better productivity. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina.
We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.